Hello, my name is Michael. I've been asked to speak to you today about running, in particular competitive running and running in general. When did you start running competitively? Well, I actually ran competitively when I was younger. I used to enjoy doing athletics and middle distance running in school. And also cross country as well, although I found that a bit difficult with hills, etc. But I returned to running competitively, I think more or less last year in 2017. So various distances, 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, and half marathons as well. And if I'm not running against people, I'm more or less running against the time, the clock, in order to beat that and to, you know, achieve better times. What do you do to prepare for races? Well, I do quite a few things. One that comes to mind is nutritional. So I eat a lot of carbohydrates in the days prior to a race. My previous one was in the city of Newport in South Wales on a Sunday. So Friday, Saturday, I ate a lot of wholemeal, whole wheat and whole grain foods in order to build up my, you know, stamina, I guess, for the race. I also, on the day of the race, I will prepare by doing some stretches and some dynamic stretches and also some running around on the roads in order to sort of warm up. I'll also take like an isotonic drink as well in order to increase the sugar levels in order to, you know, really go for it in the run. What is your most memorable race? Yeah, my most memorable race was in Birmingham, west of England, where I completed my first half marathon. Just that feeling of completing it was incredible. I loved the atmosphere. So many people on the streets with chocolates, you know, to encourage the other runners, etc. But the aftermath or the after effects were that I decided to stop smoking, and it was a very good influential factor in helping me, you know, progress and try and improve myself even more. This is Michael Collard for Learning English Matters. Don't forget to check out the Learning English Matters blog. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.